This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Those who fail to learn the lessons of history are doomed to repeat it. Captain John Reagan's with us, and class, I've been talking about the first Great Depression. That was on October 29th, 1929. Now remember that. October 29th, 1929. And here's some great quotes. Quote, "We will not have any more crashes in our time." John Maynard Keynes, 1927. "There will be no interruption in our permanent prosperity." Myron E. Forbes, president of Pierce Arrow Motor Car, 1928. "There's no cause to worry. The high tide of prosperity will continue." Andrew W. Mellon, Secretary of the Treasury, September 1929, 1 month before the Great Crash. "There may be a recession in stock prices, but not anything in the nature of a crash." Irving Fisher, leading U.S. economist of the New York Times, September 5th, 1929. "The crash is not going to have much effect on business." Arthur Reynolds, chairman of Continental Illinois Bank of Chicago, October 24th, 1929. That's less than a week before the crash. "Financial storm definitely passed." That was a cablegram to Winston Churchill, November 15th. "The government is in sound condition." Andrew Mellon, Secretary of the Treasury, December 5th, 1929. The list goes on and on and on by the people who claimed this is nothing to worry about. When was the Depression over, or when did it start turning around? Well, that would be World War II, 1941. It took World War II to fix the first Great Depression. Captain John Reagan is absolutely right. The talking heads are telling you everything is all right. Captain John Reagan has been talking about the unpayable debt for years. Years, way, way, way before anybody else. He's been sounding the alarm. He's telling you about the urgency. He was absolutely right on the money for years. And here we are. And the GDP, pink hair, green hair, blue hair, they have no clue. And I got to tell you, and I mean this with the utmost of sincerity, when I see these pink, blue, green-haired people tattooed up and down their arms, neck, chest, and they need my help, and they've got antennas in their nose, face, tongue, I'm going to keep going. They have proven to me that they're reckless and careless. And I don't have time for them. Consider what I just said. I really mean it. Captain John Reagan, back to you.
And I just want to point out that first quote. We have nearly unanimous of our colleges teaching economics. You know, Keynesian economics by a guy that was clueless, and you wonder why we have problems. I'm going to try to get through all of this by the end of the show. It's going to be tough. Martinson is also relocating. It's kind of interesting. Back in July when I was on, he posted on July the 19th, we've arrived at the end of the road, and I believe that was just after I talked about the financial end of the road. If you're not familiar with Chris Martinson, he has a channel on YouTube. His website's peakprosperity.com. He's the guy that put together the Crash Course series, and if you haven't watched that, I highly recommend it. I'll just make the quick side trip because we talked about this a little bit the first hour, how crazy things are. On July 26th, he made a post overdosing on crazy pills, which he made a meme out of Zoolander. I feel like I'm taking crazy pills. And it's one of those things, like you say, we're going nuts because of the people that aren't going nuts because they think everything is okay. Well, in his latest post from September 6th, and all you can read is the executive summary, the rest of the article is behind a paywall. He says it's now time for him to go to a new location. His top priority is more land, a more robust local community that shares his passion for resilience, and state government that has greater respect for the individual and personal liberty. So based on that, it sounds like he's planning on staying in the United States. The next link, my new advice and preferred country, I just posted yesterday. And this is the way I see things and where I think one of the best locations to go to is. When I published the Financial State of the Union, and that was in November of 2013, my advice at that point was to prepare for a grid-down situation. In the years since, just understanding you need a group of people to be able to do that. And even if you get that group, you know, much like the Amish have with their communities, you now have the problem, which Matt Stein told us about, is that grid down situation also means hundreds of Chernobyls going off at the same time. It's a very, very difficult problem to attempt to overcome. At the time, I hadn't really looked at prophecy. I don't like to bet against prophecy. And I don't see that type of event happening until the end of the seven-year tribulation. However, you know, we talked about many a time that if we don't have the grid down, we get to have more and more tyranny, which we have seen evolve over the years. We're seeing the social credit scores in China being implemented by the government. Here in the United States, we're seeing it implemented by the corporations. My advice is to get out of the United States if you can, while you still can. Because as this unfolds, it's going to be nastier and nastier. If there were the grid down situation, I wouldn't be so concerned about staying here. Because if the horde leaves the city, you know, they're not going to have the gasoline supply. They're going to have to walk. So, yeah, you still might have to defend your rural location. But with the technology still in place, I think there's going to be a lot of hungry people get in their cars and go to the rural areas and take the food that does not belong to them. And I remember when we first met, one of the things you talked about was an exercise you went through with Mike Ma, training for how to protect yourself in your home. And you have the scars from the wax bullets to prove it. And if even when you're expecting something to happen, it's not an easy thing to repel. And you can't stay on alert 24 hours a day. So that's one of the components of why I say get out of the United States. We have millions of people that know nothing other than how to be dependent on the government. And then we have the government, including Trump, pushing 5G. This is already in some of the cities. It's part of the Internet of Things plan, including farming. You will not be able to live in a place in the United States that doesn't have 5G. Think of the Agenda 21, 2030 UN plans. The really rural places, you won't be allowed to live. And those places outside the city are going to have 5G, and you're not going to be able to get away from that. About the best you can do, and this is part of my choice of Belize, is they're a poor country. Yeah, they're going to get it because the powers that be want to control everything. But I want to put off things as long as I can. We've talked about how even the U.S. Treasury is saying by 2024 that income tax collection will be less than the interest on the federal debt. There's also the payroll taxes that mostly pay for the Social Security and Medicare programs. But right around the corner is a time when the government can't afford anything besides the debt and most of the Social Security and Medicare programs. And those projections by the Treasury do not include a recession, which I believe we're either already in or, getting ready to cross the threshold. To make it even worse, roughly 30% of state income comes from the federal government. Imagine the cutbacks that will have to be done at the state and local level. The Depression was so long ago, there's very few people alive today. I think we're down to 1% of our population that were even alive during the Great Depression. Then many of those only have childhood memories, and fewer still were adults during that time that really have a grasp on just how bad things were. Now is a time when we still had a large number of people, now it's down to 1%, living on farms. And people will not be able to go live with extended family members while they're waiting for us to get through the resolution. And we'll continue on this when we get back from the break.
Captain John Reagan, you've made some outstanding points. All of them I agree with. And I've got a very quick comment, and I don't want to interrupt your progress, but I just want to put an exclamation point on what you just said about the first Great Depression.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So what's the lesson here that they can take away from what Captain John Reagan is saying? Well, my parents and their parents lived during the Great Depression. And I just looked up the city in which my grandparents lived. And their property was within the city limits on the East Coast. 100% of their backyard, 100%, was a garden. They made it into a garden. They raised in the city food, grapes. They had two vineyards in the backyard, and chickens for food. That's what they did. They didn't seem to have any concern about any rules and regulations about what you needed to do or couldn't do. They had to raise their own food, and that's what they did. And they had a garden that was second to none in a very small piece of land. They heated with wood and coal, and the ashes went right into the garden. It was the richest, darkest black soil I've ever seen anywhere, bar none. So that's the takeaway. And if you haven't started yet, what are you waiting for? What's wrong with you, Captain John Reagan?
Yeah, like you say, many cities and homeowners associations have made it illegal for you to raise your own food. And on top of that, most people don't even have the skills for it. So another piece of the puzzle. Well, there's almost no place in the world that be unaffected. Some places be less affected. Like I say, there's no perfect place, and you know, there's trade-offs to be made. Your destination might be different depending on what will suit you. Part of my consideration happens to be language, and if you have any kind of fluency in Spanish, there are certainly more options. But when you look around the world, Africa is, you got the combination of Muslims and blacks that, you know, if you're white and Christian, you've already pretty much been sentenced to death if you're following what's going on over there. Europe has pretty much surrendered to the Muslims already. It may even be too late to turn Europe back into Europe. And it would take a tremendous effort right now. And the longer it goes on, the more difficult that's going to be. There are some Eastern European countries that are resisting. But besides not having English as a support there, there's I also don't like how far north they are. Then you have Asia. You've got, you know, India, China. Then you've got all the southeastern area. And when you, you know, put a circle around that area, you've got a huge amount, roughly half of the world population right in that area. So even some of the more favorable places like Singapore, I would not want to be in that area simply because of the vast population there. Australia is very difficult to immigrate to, and when you're an old person, that's practically impossible. New Zealand, I don't like the potential for earthquakes, plus even if it's though it's a large island, it's still an island. So that leaves the America. The United States have said it's going to be nasty. Canada, same thing. So if you look at the rest of the Americas, with the exception of Brazil, which probably isn't a great location, which speaks Portuguese, most of the rest is, with the exception of Belize, you're talking about some form of Spanish. And many of those countries are on the Ring of Fire, so you've got volcanic and earthquake issues to contend with. So one of the things I like about Belize is it's a poor country. I think the GDP per person is like $5,000 or $6,000 a year, about a tenth of what it is here in the United States. They're a poor country now and will continue to be a poor country after the collapse. The United States, when we were growing up, was the richest country in the world. And now we're the brokest. Nobody is broker than us. And when that realization occurs, that's where I think the crime and violence will increase.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
After talks with the Taliban break down, the president says for good after a Taliban attack that kills a U.S. soldier last week, former Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice says keeping Afghanistan stable is a U.S. national security matter.
I don't know what the right numbers are, but I hope that the president and his aides are asking our military, what can we do to leave enough of a presence there to stabilize the situation, mostly in a training and equipping and advising role to the Afghan forces.
And Rice says she knows Americans are war-weary and want our troops home.
But frankly, there's nobody but the United States of America that can do these things.
She was speaking on CBS this morning. Republican Minority Leader in the U.S. House, Kevin McCarthy, just telling a briefing that while Democrats are determined to try, there is no justification for impeaching President Trump. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. It's time to get in on the 21st century gold rush. I've been a buyer and collector of gold and precious metals for over 20 years, and the reasons to own it are stronger now than ever before in history. The central banks of the world are on a record buying spree. Shouldn't you be too? Do you think maybe they know something you don't? Prices are up $200 per ounce in just the last 60 days. In the last gold bull market, it took 4 years for gold prices to rise $200 per ounce. This is the beginning of an explosive new 21st century gold rush. Analysts see gold prices rising to between $2,000 and $10,000 per ounce. But who you buy it from may be even more important. Swiss America has been America's most trusted name in gold and silver for over 35 years. Swiss America has bought and sold billions of dollars of precious metals for tens of thousands of clients. You need to know how to capitalize and profit on this next big move. Call Swiss America today and receive a free special report just for my listeners. Call 800-BUY-COIN. That's 800-BUY-COIN. Or 800-289-2646. Or visit online at SwissAmerica.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Last day.
God, you're
take my.
When you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Captain John Reagan just said it all. He said that we were growing up, America was the greatest nation, the wealthiest, and now we're the brokest. And how did that happen? Well, individual greed, the sum of all individual greed, and the sum of all individual stupidity. That's my take on it. Captain John Reagan, back to you.
talking about Belize, in the grand scheme, nobody cares about Belize. It doesn't have a lot of natural resources like oil or gold, at least not enough that's worth invading for. If you're traveling between the Americas, Belize is out of the way. If you're familiar with Mexico, you have the Yucatan Peninsula, and Belize is right south of that. So, unless you're trying to get to that part of Mexico, there's no reason to even go that way, traveling between the Americas. The official language is English. In fact, the Queen of the UK is also Queen of Belize. Works on an English common law. Any legal and medical dealings you have would be in English. So for those of us that, my brain just doesn't work languages, so Spanish, no matter how hard I try, would be off limits for me. So this is ideal. There are some limitations there versus what we have in the United States. You can still have a small firearm, but you have to be licensed for it. On the negative side, it is hot. It's typically in the 80s year-round on the coast. Here in Dallas, there's a lot of the summer. We'd love to have that. We kind of get glad when it gets down into the 90s sometimes. The interior be a little bit cooler on the coast. You also have more humidity, also typically in the 80%, which is about 10 points higher than, Houston and southeast Texas where I grew up. So heat index might match a little bit of what we experience here. On the plus side, in the winter, it's slightly cooler, but there's also no need for heating or heating bills, which I think are going to become outrageous, especially as the Democrats get more control. And they're going to want your house to be hot in the summer and cold in the winter. The part of Belize that I'm focused on is Ambergris Key. And a lot of my decision there has to do with health. Being subtropical, you can get good sunshine year-round, whereas in the wintertime here in the United States, it's very difficult to find a location where you can get enough sun to produce your own vitamin D. So to be able to get vitamin D without supplementation, and there's other benefits to full-spectrum sun year-round, that'd be great. Transportation on the Key, they're spelled C-A-Y-E, it's pronounced Key. There's no cars. It's golf cart, bike, or walking. And we're looking at getting three-wheel cargo bikes so that we can travel and get our groceries and head back. One of the pluses is you won't find the American fast food restaurants in Belize. You can find some American processed food in the grocery stores, but it will cost you about three or four times what it does here. And you're better off not eating them anyway, but you've got the cost of transportation plus one of the big ways that the government raises its money is through tariffs. So the tariffs on these foods is what helps drive that up. However, fresh fruits, vegetables, and seafood are available year-round, and I'm really looking forward to that. It may be tough for some people because life runs on island time, and in fact, practically any other Latin-type countries, things move slower. And if you adapt to that, that makes life less stressful. On the Key, a one-bedroom furnished apartment. had for as low as $1,000 a month. There's quite a few available in the $1,000 to $1,200 range. Of course, there's more expensive, especially if it's right on the beach. Here in Dallas, an unfurnished apartment can easily be $1,000 or more. There's two programs for getting into Belize. One is called the Qualified Retirement Program, which is run by the tourist part of Belize. And then there's permanent residency. And one of the biggest differences on the Qualified Retirement, you cannot work. If you get into the permanent residency, you have more freedom and more permanency. And eventually you could even get a Belize passport. One of the nice features, Belize is close to the United States. And with a direct flight, you can be in Houston or Miami in about 3 hours flight time. Belize uses Belize dollars, and they set that exchange rate at $2 for every U.S. dollar. And you can, in fact, you don't even need to exchange when you go there, because pretty much everywhere would be happy to take a United States dollar at that exchange rate. I would just say put that in the back of your mind when, if you research this and you're looking at prices, please understand whether if you're looking at U.S. dollars or Belize dollars, because if you chose it wrong, you're off quite a bit. And if you don't have debt to deal with and you're of Social Security age, even when we get to the point where Social Security gets cut, I believe you'd be able to make a living, not have to worry about the costs of your food and housing. And there's even insurance programs there that I believe cost less than Medicare. There are limitations to what is available. They don't have the wide range of specialties there, but overall, it does a pretty decent job. And to put some things in perspective, Belize is a small country. It's just under 9,000 square miles, 8867, a population of about 400,000. When we look at where I'm sitting, Dallas County alone, 909 square miles, some of that's water, so it's basically about one-tenth the size of Belize. But the population here, as of 2017, was 2.6 million people. When you consider the entire metroplex, Dallas-Fort Worth, which comprises 13 counties, that's a little bit larger than Belize, 92, almost 9,300 square miles, and a total population of about 7 million. I think it's actually grown to 7.6 million. So quite dense and not a great place to be when there's a lot of hungry homeless people. So to try and give you an idea, if you're familiar with Texas, you have Dallas-Fort Worth and North Central Texas. And if you look at a map where you have the interstates that border Dallas on the east and Fort Worth on the west, Belize is just a little bit wider than that. And then you look at the distance between Dallas-Fort Worth and Houston, that's roughly the length of Belize. There's also a lot of opportunities in the mainland. There's Mennonite communities there that are into farming, so if that's something you like to do, that would probably be a nice area to be in. Also probably slightly cooler and slightly less humid on that interior. There are natural threats. Hurricanes are obvious, but that's also true of a lot of the United States on the Gulf and on the Atlantic. But you can also build houses that are hurricane resistant. In fact, I believe we covered an article, one of the hurricanes that hit Texas, the before and after picture, there was one house left, and that's because it was designed and built to withstand the winds and the storm surge. So if you don't have a real first floor, that ground area would likely be used for a water tank for collecting rainwater. And if I would get a chance to build, I'd also have a small garage area just to put the bikes in, so I wouldn't have to lock them up to any of the piers. Because crime-wise, most of the crime in Belize is property-related. You don't want to leave anything unattended because it would most likely grow legs and walk off. Most of the violent crime and the murders are in Belize City, especially the south side, which has gang activity. So you can think of it kind of like, in Illinois. You know, crime in Illinois is not uniform. It's worse in Chicago. And even in Chicago, there's parts of Chicago that where most of the crime takes place. So if you do it in that respect, yes, there's some, but unless you visit the bad parts of Belize City, it's probably no worse than anywhere here in the United States. And I guess I'll stop at this point and let you make comments and questions.
So, Captain John Reagan, I have done some research about land in Belize. And if you want to buy virgin jungle, you know, in the middle of nowhere, it's going to be about $2,500 an acre, which is more expensive than land here in Missouri, you know, farmland in Missouri. If you want to buy some property in a village, like 16 acres, it's going to cost about $200,000. So there is a dramatic price range. When you get closer to people, it goes way up, way, way up. We'll be right back.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Here's a quote, class. Quote, "We feel that fundamentally Wall Street is sound, and that for people who can afford to pay for them outright, good stocks are cheap at these prices," end quote. Goodbody and Company, 4 days before the great crash. 4 days. The point is, be really careful who you believe and who you follow the advice of, because there's a lot of bad advice out there. 4 days before the great crash. That was on October 25th, 1929. The crash was October 29th, 1929. Captain John Reagan, back to you.
I'll just try and wrap this up quickly. I've got the crime statistics here. In 2018, there were 143 murders, and about two-thirds of those were in the District of Belize City, and again, most of those were in the southern part of the city. 2015 statistics, there were 40 reported cases of rape, 214 robberies, 742 burglaries, and 1,027 cases of theft. So, you know, you can compare that to where you live now, probably not too different. And also wanted to, I didn't discuss, we talked about the cost of renting a furnished apartment on the Key being roughly $1,000 to $1,200 a month. I took a look on the mainland, and you can get a one-bedroom furnished apartment basically in the $500 to $600 a month range. Other costs are more expensive. Gasoline there is $10 a gallon. So if you want to do the golf cart or live on the mainland and have a car, that kind of travel is going to be more expensive than here. The electric, the internet, again, is going to be a little more expensive there as well. I've got a video post linked, How to Build Off-Grid in Belize. That's an hour and a half. So like on, there's parts of Ambergris Key that don't have utilities to them. So you would need to build an off-grid home if that's one of the areas you want to live. So you would have the solar panels. You would have the rain catchment. You could still air condition your bedroom so it'd be easier to sleep at night. And if you have an off-grid home like that and you don't have any debt, then you're not going to have a lot of expenses going forward. So that's my goal, is get out of debt and I can get to Belize. Hopefully we'll be able to do that next year, but that depends on a lot of things going the right way for us. And I guess that wraps that up, and we'll try to get to the some of the links I had last week next week. Vincent?
That sounds great. Captain John Reagan, Belize, depending on where you locate, you can be at a low elevation on the coast or be up 3,700 feet, if you know, depending on where you select. And one advantage of Belize is you can drive there. I can drive there from Missouri. I'll have to go through Mexico. But, yeah, I can. And Mike Mott talks about driving through Mexico, and it's pretty risky. You've got to be prepared to bribe for your life. You will be entertained by corruption, gangs, the police. And I think the police are worse than the gangs. So that's just a thought. I'm not saying don't do it. I'm just saying keep that in mind. Mike Ma does it all the time. He gets in a car or a truck and he drives. He drives. It takes him. He came up here from Guatemala, which is right near Belize, right next to bordering Belize, and I think it took him about 7 days to get to Missouri from Guatemala. So maybe you want to add another day to get to Belize. So maybe 8 days. Very interesting. And we're considering Spain. You have any concerns about Spain, Captain John Reagan?
Like I say, my concerns about Europe in general is they've pretty much already surrendered to the Muslims. And yes. The longer time goes by, the worse it's going to be, especially for Christians.
Yep, and I'm not going to be able to change being white, and neither are you. And I'm probably not going to be able to change much of my accent. Learning Spanish, that's a hurdle as well. Well, we've messed up the planet, Captain John Reagan, through our stupidity and our greed. And those at the top of the food chain, they want to make sure that they can escape all this. And some of them are even planning a moon base. I'm not kidding. They know how much damage they've done. And if these reactors go off, as Matt Stein talked about, because the cooling systems won't be able to run because of the grid going down, 104 reactors in the United States alone. Captain John Reagan, thank you so much for being with us. Wiping that smile right off our faces. Looking forward to seeing you next Tuesday.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.